It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Congress looks unlikely to pass a spending bill in time to avert a government shutdown. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tried to introduce a last-ditch deal today to drastically reduce spending and keep the government open another month. That plan was denied by Republicans. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says the blame falls on McCarthy.
If there is a shutdown, it will be because Speaker McCarthy was unwilling to advance bipartisan legislation.
Senator Baldwin spoke with WISN-TV earlier today. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice says he's not subject to the state's open meetings laws. Terry Bell reports.
David Prosser is the only member of a secret panel convened by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to go public with his appointment. Voss says he's looking for guidance as he considers possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The liberal group American Oversight is suing, claiming the panel is subject to Wisconsin open meetings laws. Prosser pushed back at a hearing in the lawsuit this morning.
It has to be a governmental body. This is not a governmental body by any stretch of the imagination.
Prosser is also declining to name the other two justices. He says they had lunch once and that's it. The next hearing in the case is set for October 19th. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Republicans on a state Senate committee are voting not to confirm four of Governor Evers' appointees to the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The committee voted along party lines Thursday against Sandra Nass, Jim Vanderbrook, Sharon Adams, and Dylan Jennings. The move could delay a board vote on the agency's contentious wolf management plan. The plan does not include a hard population cap for wolves, something farmers and hunters are demanding. Governor Evers' office is calling the vote, quote, outrageous. Spokesperson Britt Kutabak says the governor's nominees are dedicated and qualified public citizens. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Get off the tracks. That's the message from railroads trying to make tracks safer. Buck Russells is with Union Pacific Railroad, which is helping raise awareness. Russells says the number of people hit by trains has gone up 35% in the last 5 years.
It's not a place to take wedding pictures, graduation pictures, record albums. I mean, they have that nostalgia feeling, the train tracks, you know, they continue on forever into the sunset. But when you get on the train tracks, you're exhibiting those bad behaviors that our little ones are going to pick up on.
This week, the Biden administration awarded nearly $1.5 billion to projects around the country to improve railway safety. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A new partnership is working to increase cyber resiliency in the state. The Department of Military Affairs Division of Wisconsin Emergency Management and UW-Whitewater will collaborate to bolster cybersecurity in Wisconsin. The new agreement will allow them to work together to strengthen the state's Cyber Response Team training program. The Cyber Response Team, or CRT, is a voluntary group of general members and cyber incident responders. The new partnership will help close the gaps between general members and incident responders, helping defend Wisconsin businesses from cyber attacks. Science by the River is tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be 14 interactive stations along the Wisconsin River between Ben Hansen Park and the downtown Farmers Market. This family-friendly event takes place on Saturday from 11 to 2. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Brewers wrap up the regular season this weekend. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs face off tonight at 7:10 at American Family Field. Since Milwaukee has clinched the division, the three-game series this weekend is an opportunity for the younger players to get some playing time. Now, next week, the first playoff game will be Tuesday in Milwaukee when the Brewers host a wild-card team to be announced. No word yet on what time the game is. Colin Ray will start tonight, but what about the Brewers' top three pitchers like Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, or Freddie Peralta? Craig Counsell a short time ago.
Sorry for the weekend. We're TBA on Saturday. And then Hauser's going to pitch Sunday.
You plan on getting Woodruff, Peralta?
Woodruff and Peralta are not going to pitch. Woody will throw. We got a bunch of pitchers throwing tomorrow, and he will take part in something pregame tomorrow. And we're just going to skip Freddie here, just get him extra days rest, essentially. And so that's how we'll do it.
Is everything good there, Craig? Is he had that illness too?
No, yeah, everything's fine. We're just trying to freshen him up because hopefully that he has. You know, we're hoping that he's got 5-6 more starts.
NFL, the league announcing today that there will be stiffer penalties and longer suspensions for any players violating the league rules regarding gambling. Last night, the Lions beat the Packers 34-20 on Thursday Night Football. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on all those Detroit fans in the stands at Lambeau wearing Honolulu Blue Lions jerseys.
It's pretty cool. We got a fan base. It's awesome. It's awesome. You feel like there's a little piece of home no matter where you go.
The Packers were without their best defensive back, Jair Alexander, who's now missed 2 games with a back injury. Matt LaFleur at a press conference this afternoon in Green Bay.
Do you think Jair is a long-term thing, or was it just he had 2 games in a short amount of time and he just couldn't go for either one?
I sure as heck hope not. They've got a handle on it, I would say. We're not overly concerned long-term, but has anybody ever had a bad back in here? It's a bad deal.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier Oktoberfest happy hour. Dom here at the Buzzard Billy's, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Pearl Street. The sing-along has begun.
It is Oktoberfest.
Beer makes me a jolly good fellow. Dom, we've got a fine guest. He has joined us here at the table at the Buzzard Billy's. He is the 3rd Congressional CD Chairman and the La Crosse County CD Chairman, La Crosse County Chairman. He is William Garcia. William, welcome to the Devil's.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you, William.
Yes.
Oktoberfest. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
And we'll do some politics and hanging out while we're here as well. Yeah, yeah.
So this is a new position for you. We know the outgoing chair, Phil Swanhorse, had him on a couple weeks ago.
Chippewa Falls, man. Yep. Phil's a solid cat, man.
And yep. I saw Phil at the Rural Caucus, the Democratic Rural Caucus, last Saturday up in Plover. But... So how's it been so far?
It's been busy, but very rewarding. When Derek Van Orden really got elected, I kind of vowed to myself that I was going to do everything humanly possible make him a one-term representative. And so we've been working really hard, and we've got a long way to go. It is not going to be an easy race, but I do really feel like we're going to be victorious. We've got a bunch of wonderful candidates that are running in the primary, and I think we're going to decide who's the best to go up against Van Orden, and we're going to really hit him hard.
William, help me describe this third CD. So geographically, it's a lot of western Wisconsin. It's a lot of river counties.
Yep.
You describe it, sir, please.
So it's just as you said, it's a lot of river counties and then one weirdly drawn arm that sticks into central Wisconsin so that they can gerrymander Stevens Point into the mix and get those votes out of the 7th. Because Tom Tiffany needed those votes out in order to win that race. And so we've got that one little arm. But no, really, it's a wonderful mix of we've got a huge rural community and then a couple of hubs like La Crosse and Eau Claire that really serve as the kind of educational center, health center. We've got, you know, Gunderson and Mayo Clinic positioned here that covers the entire kind of congressional district. And so, but it's a It's a beautiful district. It really operates on the agriculture and then also the recreational economy that we have here. People coming to see the beautiful coulees, to hang out on the Mississippi. So it's just it's a great place to live. And so I hope everyone comes to Oktoberfest.
Beautiful geography here as well. It's the unglaciated region, much of the third. What are the unique challenges of the third in terms of winning a political race? What makes it harder? What is your challenge, William, to get over the hump and win back this CD?
One of the big challenges is how large the district is. It's very, very large. We operate in about three different media markets, and there are people who live in La Crosse. Don't fully understand like what's happening in a super small town, an hour north of us, and the town an hour north of us don't super understand what's happening here in La Crosse. And so a big part of the challenge is enabling the communication to talk to both sides and say, how are we sharing ideas? What are we doing? One of the things I like to talk about is like healthcare. A lot of rural counties are very, very red. And those Republican officials are constantly cutting healthcare and saying the free market is better. But rural healthcare centers are closing all over the place. More and more there. I've got places in my CD where a woman has to drive an hour and a half in order to have a baby.
Wow.
Because there's not an OBGYN closer than that. And the reason for that is we're not expanding Medicare. So we're not taking the free money that the federal government's offering us. And these centers are closing because they don't have access to that money. And so if we can just have a stronger dialogue and talk about, hey, we're interested in healthcare, you're interested in healthcare. The Republican position's not working because that's the position we have. Let's look at an alternative because we're gonna do better there.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, beautiful God's country. We've got the third congressional CD chairman. He is William Garcia. He joins us here at Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street in La Crosse. Well, William, this is a gorgeous part of the state, and the economy, at least here in La Crosse, and we were in Chippewa and Eau Claire recently. I'm going back there on the 9th. There are parts of this district that seemingly are thriving economically.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's shared? Because we hear a lot of talk about the inflation rates and how it's been difficult for the consumers to make ends meet. What when you're out there, you're talking to the Dems, and people are telling you, be it rural or let's call them suburban La Crosse,
right,
Eau Claire Dems, are you hearing different messages from these different groups?
Well, and I think that's the thing, is I'm not hearing different messages. Here's what I'm hearing all the time. We can't afford our child care. People in La Crosse can't get child care. People in, small town Wisconsin, we can't get child care. There are child care deserts all over the place. So I'm hearing about that. We already talked about health care. I'm hearing about that. We're hearing about how expensive it is to get food. 100%, and that's why things like keeping SNAP programs up and operational instead of shutting down the government that's just going to deny food to kids. And not only is it going to deny food to kids, but at the other end of the supply chain, when we cut down SNAP stops buying food from Wisconsin farmers. So it's going to hurt our Wisconsin farmers at the purchase end, and it's going to keep Wisconsin children from eating. So so economically, that's another thing where really, when you get down to it, when you kind of cut through the kind of red versus blue animosity, we're all worried about the exact same things. And that's why I'm trying so hard to talk to people and say, hey, we don't need to treat ourselves like we're divided. Let's talk about the ways that we're united. And the more we do that, the more we figure out that we are about the same.
William Garcia, I bet you I have Republican friends that would stand out there and give me an I love you, man, looking at the big six-pack. The old style six-pack has returned. I feel like my youth has been returned to me.
William, you talk about the communication. What about engagement? I mean, obviously that's the big thing, getting turnout, people stepping up to run for office. Obviously there's a bunch of folks that are deciding to do that now.
Yep.
Against Van Orden for the third CD. But the activists and those that are involved, how do you plan to engage and how do you keep them engaged?
So One of the big things I'm trying to do is build a kind of communication system among our activists so that we have the kind of same ideas of what we're doing, the same talking points. And so I've been instituting things like a weekly like newsletter that comes from the CD so that it goes out to everyone in the CD so that hopefully people are like getting the same information and then enacting the same kind of plans and policies to go out and talk to people. We're really trying to invest in door knocking in rural areas. That's the thing. We're pretty good at door knocking here in La Crosse, and we're pretty good at door knocking in Eau Claire. But
yeah, the doors are close to each other.
The doors are close to each other. But what we really want to do and what we're working hard at is investing in canvassing that goes out to rural areas, people where we got to drive just to get down their driveway.
Yep.
And knocking on their doors so that we can have these conversations. And I think that's a lot of where our kind of focus and finances are going to be going in 2024.
What about yard signs?
Oh, everyone loves the yards. Oh, it's terrible. So, yes, I am already getting yelled at for not having yard signs for Biden. And I'm like, come on, guys. We've got a while yet. Let's go one step at a time. It'll be okay.
And I joke, but why do you think yard signs are important? Why do you think people think
yard signs are important? Because we are a more rural area, and a lot of us drive a long way to get from one place to another. It's just, it's refreshing, and it's a nice incentive when you see a sign for your candidate. And especially in some of the rural areas where we do have farmers that are, you know, have, you know, these big, you know, Trump 2020 signs still out.
2016.
They haven't taken them down.
This 2016
right.
signs,
they haven't taken
though.
Them down, but they haven't put up 2024, which is weird. I don't know how to feel about that. but they've got these signs. And so you want to feel like when you're driving through these areas that we are making a presence, that we've got a presence there. And we really do. It maybe is not as quite as garish or loud, but we're definitely there. We're definitely talking, and we're definitely going to win that race, I think.
William, we would like to think we're doing our part here at Civic Media.
Absolutely.
Strategically, let's just say there might be five news talk stations here in the fifth CD that didn't exist or were not programmed as such the last time Derek Van Orden was on,
right,
was on the ballot. And I truly feel like if this man is held accountable for his record,
right,
he's not going to win re-election.
And I think that's one of the most important things is DVO did not have a record when he ran 2 years ago. He had never held public office. He hid from the media. He didn't have a debate. So, like, he did everything possible to actually clamp down on what he actually believed. He ran on, I was in the military, I like farmers. That was his entire campaign, and he didn't have to prove anything, and he didn't have to back up anything. But now he's going to have to come back to the CD and say, hey, yes, I voted against funding to protect Ukraine because I'm fine with, you know, Putin running over Ukraine. And he's going to have to come back and say, yes, I told you I was pro-life, but then I got caught on tape saying that maybe we should have a 15-month ban. Maybe that would be okay. And then all of his voters, own voters, are mad at him. He has to come back and explain why he didn't vote for a term limit like he promised people he would do. There's a huge billboard at the south of town, basically from a conservative group yelling at him for flip-flopping on that topic. So he's got to come back and defend this record, and it's a terrible record.
William Garcia, he is the third congressional CD chairman. William, success depends on volunteers and money.
Absolutely.
If people want to get involved in your CD here in the third, how can they do so?
Here's the thing. The main thing you can do, and it is so important, is please, please, please join your local county party. Find, you can Google, you can actually go to thirdcdwithstems.com. It's got all of the county parties in the district, and you could go there and find out. But it's only $25 a year. It's $10 a year if you are strapped for cash in any way. But joining that, one, some people join it as a donation, and that's great. And some people join, and they're like, we're going to be involved in either one.
William Garcia, thank you so much for joining us here. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, live on the road, La Crosse, God's country.
Thanks, William.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 58 tonight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 82. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Back to where it all began. You can join us on the lines. It is Friday. We have the phones up. We air grievances, or if you got something fun to say, you can hit us up at 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, William Garcia. He is the 3rd District CD Chairman. Also, if I didn't acknowledge him, thank you, State Senator Brad Papp from here in La Crosse. Dad, we are Oktoberfesting in La Crosse. We got some real old friends like Lar back there. We saw some relatively new friends like William Garcia. We'll keep in touch with him. I suspect we'll cross paths a lot, because I plan on spending a lot of time in the 3rd CD this year, Dom.
We need to, man. This, we cannot have that guy be congressman from this area again.
And a little bird told me, go up on campus. The beautiful weather has brought out the campus. They are partying in La Crosse today, Dom.
It's been a while, Michael, but I do recall.
I think we may have to get our own kegger and just sit on the corner and just give them up for free. Dom.
$3 a cup, man. Come on.
Oh, I think we just give them up for free. You know, goodwill offered to all our friends
here
in God's country listening on the Eagle, 1490 AM, soaring high above your radio dial, WLCX. And, Dom, at some point, we're going to party in this new facility we got over here on 4th and Cass, kind of right downtown, the old bus depot in town.
Nice, man.
Strategically located in case you got to crawl home from the bars.
Well, I'll put a sign on the side of that thing. We have lots of people checking us out just past the big six-pack.
We're not sleeping there tonight, though.
No, no.
I thought about it. It might be cheaper because, you know, they are sort of surge pricing here on the hotels tonight.
Yeah, it is a busy, busy town tonight.
844-967-2789. Here's the great news. We go partying, you can come with on the radio. And you can always join us. Your political grievances on a Friday. Welcome. Let's go to the phones, Dom. Who's first?
Jerry from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Jerry. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Jerry?
Hi, I'm from Madison. My name is Jerry.
Jerry from Madison, yes. Welcome.
Yeah, I didn't see you guys while you guys were down here. I went to school in La Crosse for a year. With Sloopy's Bar, was that right across the street from Buzzard's there?
Sloopy's.
Sloopy's. It used to be like Kokomo Joe's, and you know, it was...
Well, it was right across the street. Right, now they moved out on Conklin, I think. I don't want to come in. I come see my cousin there, and I stop at Sloopy's. That started in 69, And wow. I think they moved out further out. But right on 3rd Street, are you? Is Buzzard the same as 3rd and Pearl? Is that all this? I don't
yep,
know.
Yep, exactly. Hey, we're on Pearl Street. We can see 3rd Street.
Yeah. I could see yesterday's bar out the window. And the location of the old casino bar, though I understand they had a little fire trouble up there or something. There may not be a casino bar upstairs anymore with offering lousy service.
Yeah, I get there every 3-4 months to see my cousin. But yeah, right across, I think it's a craft store now. But hey, you know that guy up there, that third district guy, he's an awful person. But he did. I remember Grossman. They hid him too. They told him not to say anything too, and he wanted to. Same idea was just hide him away. Don't have him say a damn thing, and they win. So that's how it works. They tell him to shut up, and they win in these Republican districts. But anyway, you guys have a good time up there, all right?
Jerry, I assure you, a good time will be had by most.
By most. Thank you for the call. And As William mentioned, when Derek Van Orden ran, he did not have a record. He ducked, as you brought up.
Well, he had a criminal record of sorts, did he not?
He ducked the debates. He wouldn't engage. And, of course, that's because he's cowardly. You know, this is a guy who yells at children. So I don't give a damn what his record is. He does not have the temperament to serve. And I'm hoping, Crudy, to God, that there will be some pushback, some more engagement, some folks that will realize, hell, even if you believe in some conservative ideals, is this the guy you want representing you? I'd say the same thing about Trump.
If you'll recall, Dom, I stayed at the more budget-friendly La Quinta in Glendale last night. I considered going uptown to the Pfister. Would have been something of a drive. I didn't need that last night. But the last time I stayed at the Pfister, I ran into a Derek Van Orden supportive donor from Coral Gables, Florida, apparently had some Wisconsin roots.
Who looked like him.
And was the spitting image and even had the false little congressional wannabe lapel pin.
A doppelganger.
Had a nice suit on. Nearly got his ass kicked in that suit that night. I had to trash talk him a bit. And my major contention, your boy's a coward. Your boy didn't debate. He's
nope.
not some courageous
nope.
former Navy SEAL
nope.
standing up proudly. He's cowering. He's afraid. Derek Van Orden, if you can hear my voice, 844-967-2789. I ask you, sir, why are you a coward?
Nick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I know I teased you with when I said I agreed with you 100%. One time, yes, I do, and I disagree with you completely, Dom, when you were talking about the dress code in the Senate.
The dress code, yes.
Dom respects no manner dress code.
And what is it? Hang on, Nick. So let me ask you that. What is it about a dress code that makes the Senate, you know, worthy?
Ask the man wearing flip flops in public.
What I think is that, you know, the Senate is bigger and older and more important than any one person. And Krupp, you brought up good points. When you show up to a funeral.
Well, you don't show up to a funeral in flip-flops. I hope not, for Christ's sake.
Come on, you guys. You better show up to my funeral in flip-flops.
I'm showing up in Lederhosen in Oktoberfest gear.
You guys are so uptight, man. Get your powdered wigs and your robes and your wooden shoes and then tell me all about it.
You better leave $100 in your estate for a kegger. Come back with us. It's always a kegger when we're Oktoberfested in La Crosse. Come back live at Buzzard Billy's. Join us on phones 844-96-PARTY.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
To tell you what your car really needs and fix it right the first time. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to schedule an appointment today. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Don, we find ourselves Oktoberfesting once again, this time at the original, and I don't mean Munich, Germany. I mean La Crosse. We're up here in God's country. We're on Pearl Street. We're partying at Buzzard Billy's. More fine people have shown up. Friends of Data, they introduce themselves. Jeff's here. Lars here. You could be here. Buy you a cold beer. We're going to be partying all night long here in La Crosse, man. We got a room. I got nowhere to go and all night to get there, Dom.
Oh, lots of people to meet. Lots of people to talk to. Changing some minds. Changing hearts and minds. One party at a time. 844-967-2789. Let's get back to the phones. It's Friday. We air the Grievances Pizza Box. Mike, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
What's up, Michael?
Hold on, let me take you on speaker here. So, you know, you kind of got me with this decorum in the Senate and the Congress. You know, you guys know how I feel about decorum, especially.
Decorum is your middle name, pizza box.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this. So it's okay to be, you know, destroy people's lives and ruin the planet because you're all wearing a suit.
Right. Thank you. My point exactly.
Jesus wore rags, man. Got more done than these clowns all put together. Come on.
I believe you wore flip-flops too, Mike.
Sandals. He wore sandals before. Sandals were cool, man.
They're not cool, Mike. They're not cool. No offense to you, Jesus, but they're not cool.
But, Mike, I mean, come on. How is this? Why is this a priority? You know what I'm saying? The government's literally shutting down. And my understanding is the Senate has unanimously voted to update, solidify, whatever, codify their dress code. Fetterman apparently signed off on it. Whatever, whatever. I still hold my position. I don't give a damn what somebody wears. What matters is who they are, how they are, how do they communicate, what's their personality, what are their motivations, what are their acts. Those things matter. You know, I see in courtrooms a lot of times defendants who are found guilty. You know what they're doing? They're wearing suits, just like the lawyers are. So that does not matter to me, Mike. Your final thought.
Well, issues matter to me, too, and that's why I've booked Peter Burke of the Conservation Congress to come on my show tonight and talk about the PFAS bill they're trying to pass through the Assembly. And, apparently there might be a couple Republicans that think clean water matters.
Yeah, they might. There might be a few Republicans that don't want to die drinking the water. Absolutely. These things are pretty basic, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Don't drink the water. There's PFAS.
Tune in to Pizza Box, Mike. What time is he on? What time is the Pizza Box, Mike?
Pizza Box, Mike, comes on at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right, 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you will be next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
I'm just curious.
First off, I love to hear you guys partying like that. That's all Wisconsin. I love that.
Hey, we're making friends. Right now on the radio, we got people curious, listening in, making new friends here at the Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse.
You're in my old stomping grounds now in that area of the state.
Yeah, Duran boy, right? Anyway, you lived up the highway just a bit.
Exactly.
So what's on your mind, you leftist?
Well, also, we the people ultimately are the government, or we the people means government. And we must never forget that. I think what these guys ought to do is be wearing pit crew type of attire. Yeah. And whoever it is that they're actually...
you mean in the Senate?
By, what donor.
Yep. Sponsored by.
And whatever donor it is that owns them, let the people know. Let the people see that American for Prosperity little logo and... that Coke uniform and whatever other, whether it's on the...
All right, Tom, and I love the idea, and I've seen some good memes about that, and some people would have a whole lot of patches on their suit. But wouldn't everybody have something on their suit, Tom? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think the one that they might have, though, is the one that says, we the people. That's the one I really would like to see them have, because they don't seem to, especially on the right side of the aisle, they don't seem to do anything that the people want. 70% of the people want gun safety. 70% of the people want, you know, health care for all. It's always that 30% that always votes against their best interest.
But they're not voting against the interest of their donors, Tom. If the pharmaceutical industry is giving you lots of money, and this goes to both sides of the aisle, Tom, who's getting who? But if the pharmaceutical industry is paying, let's say, Joe Manchin, he's not looking to expand the health care options to the common man or woman, not at the taxpayer expense, right? Because his dollars, his bread's being buttered by somebody else, man. He should have that patch right on his jersey.
And that's where we get back to the whole idea that the Democrats are the only party that have actually fought to put in campaign finance laws like H.R. 1 that the Republicans blocked. Citizens United, which the conservative Supreme Court brought to us 20 years ago, and has ruined our whole democracy, as far as I'm concerned, and made us into an oligarchy. So, people that are listening, please remember, get money out of politics.
That's the whole thing, Tom. Sorry about that. Sorry to
cut you
short.
That's the whole enchilada.
Well, it is, man. I mean, it truly is.
I don't know if you know, but Lar was showing you the whole enchilada behind your back there.
Lar,
I've got photo evidence. That's not a. That's a whole case.
844-967-2789. Thank you for the call, Tom. Let's keep going. Bill from Grant County, you are up. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Bill, you're on the radio.
Check one, check two. Let's keep going. Bill, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's see going on here. I think
maybe it ain't Bill. Maybe it's you, Dom. Maybe you broke something. What are you doing breaking the machinery? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We are live on the road having a good time, making friends, drinking cold ones here at the Buzzard Billy's, Pearl Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin, the Fall in Love Tour, Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Dom, it continues. You know, I'm going to be back in the third CD. I'm going to Eau Claire on October 9th. I'm not dragging you to that one, but there will be other trips around the state. There will be more forays. If we haven't been to your hometown yet, give us a call. Let us know when you're coming to party with us.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. And I think we heard it from our guests, both State Senator Brad Paff, third CD Democratic Party Chairman, William Garcia. You got to show up, man. It's one thing just to talk about, but you got to show up. You got to smell the air, man. You got to walk in the grass. You got to feel the earth. You got to be with the folks and understand it truly, because we're not talking at people, man. We're talking with people. 844-967-2789.
I appreciate this newfound let's go out and talk amongst the people. You know how many times, for the rest of the audience that are unfamiliar, Dom is a bit of a always know. So the fact that you've been out partying with the people means I've had to expend a lot of energy dragging your ass around this.
I've said yes, because this is important. We finally have the Civic Media Network here. We
that
have
is a bit
places
of a-
to go. We got things to do. We got people to see. You know, we come to the towns. We talk to the local politicians. We talk to the activists. We talk to the party folks. Talk to regular folks. Talk to the servers and the folks at the bar. Go to October. I mean, come on. That's exactly what it's all about. That's exactly what it's about. And we do it Wisconsin style, man. We do it to have a good time, but there's also a point to it, man. Open up lines of communication. You know what? No BS for anybody, man. That's the way it is.
No malarkey, sir.
No malarkey.
Just Cajun at the Buzzard Billy's on yeah. Pearl Street. I'm going to find out for sure in just a bit. Join us, 844-967-2789. All the partying people walking around Pearl Street. Is this road closed, or people just walk down the middle of the street all the time?
Mark from the SAC, you are next. Happy Friday, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Maybe I should send Fetterman my Tasmanian devil tie. Then he can wear that and feel a little bit more rebellious. This, yeah, Todd Sawyer will wear that.
I have a Tasmanian devil tie.
Of course.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I also have a Krusty the Clown tie, but it's been a while. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that Prosser is saying, "Well, we're not really anything official. We're just kind of unofficial star chamber kind of deal thing." And the whole thing of it is, it's just another Republican clone car here with all the clones cut from Stephen King's It, you know, with the fangs ready to devour the children. I mean, this is ridiculous, guys. Well, we're not really official. When Voss made a point of announcing he hired this panel of.
A panel. So, he literally said the word panel. You know,
panel of Solons to advise him on what he should do here, and it is just ridiculous. I mean, just another. You know, if the people would wake up, they'd just see what a horror show this actually is.
Well, they got to, you know, waking up certainly is part of it. Paying attention, it takes time and energy, man. It is. It's not easy, Mark. You know, so this is what we do. This is what we love. Some folks aren't into it. You know, it's a pain. How many people don't even engage, right? Don't vote. And I was one of those folks for a long time. Vote here and there if I got time. I try to keep my head down, do my thing. You know, none of that will affect me. Well, yeah, it kind of does. So, Mark, you know it, man. I try to give people some space to figure it out on their own, but, you know, a little gentle nudging from the devil's advocates here and there.
I'm the gentle nudger. I call it the velvet hammer.
Never hurt anybody. Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a great weekend. 844-967-2789. Dom McCrute, Devil's Advocates at Buzzard Billy's downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin. Oktoberfest, a Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Taking your calls up to the top of the hour. Joanne from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Joanne. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, I think everyone should be listening to Mike the Pizza Box Man and his show at 7 o'clock. So I'm going to put in a quick plug. But we also need to be more concerned about the UW system's future because so many of the campuses are undergoing financial stress. And unless we all get together, so many of us benefit from the institutions that are out there, if not just the healthcare systems and all of that and the research that is produced. We need to keep this on the front burner, although the federal issues are, of course, on everybody's mind because of the shutdown. So thank you so much. Yeah. Great show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you for listening. Joanne from Madison. Weren't you talking, Crudy, on a ride up here, lamenting the fact some of the righties just rip it on the UW systems?
It was actually Dan O'Donnell, and I don't have a lot of respect for the man, as you well know, but he was specifically ripping on UW Oshkosh, which finds itself in, I believe it's an $18 million annual funding deficit. They've seen a decrease in student enrollment post-pandemic, and of course, Republicans from the state of Wisconsin, despite a massive budget surplus, refuse to fund our universities. And the specific case I heard Dan talking about was the Women's Health Clinic at UW Oshkosh. And he's listing out the number of activities they're doing to try and educate the kids. They're trying to educate the kids. And in doing so, they've got all kinds of activities. Everything's from like STD, sexually transmitted disease prevention, things of that nature. And Dan O'Donnell's railing on this group. Oh, who needs that? I'm thinking, were you never a co-ed, man? This is viable and valuable information. How to not get a venereal disease in college? You know, because a lot of kids come here with a lot of misconceptions about sex and the birds and the bees, let's just say.
Right.
And you throw in an Oktoberfest weekend, a lot of behaviors going on. You know, the cops keep checking in on us, Dom. I don't know why we draw their attention such.
Well, you know, and
must be our good looks.
And these aren't kids, man. These are young adults. Let's just be very clear
young
about
adults.
This. And they're taking and they're either going into debt or they're funding their own money for these programs. And no doubt about it, man. You got to stay with the times. You got to go with it. But you know, some funding from the state, appropriate funding. I mean, what is the contributions from the state done over the last 30 years?
Well,
decline. It's decline.
Absolutely, it's decline. The fact that the state provides 15% of the funding yet gets to direct the UW system is ludicrous in and of itself. How does the 15% shareholder get to run the whole system?
Just like the 15% of the mega crazies in the House get to hold the government hostage and shut it down.
Oh, by the way, Dan O'Donnell's greater point, rather than educating women on reproductive health issues, well, there's a great place for a funding cut. That and the DEI. Let's get rid of all those things because that won't really solve the problem that the Republicans could solve by just expending the dollars necessary.
No.
Properly fund our public education.
Culture
system.
Wars, Crudy. Culture wars. Folks, from the Devil's Advocates, one last segment, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 58. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 82. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yo, your mother warned you about the devil's advocate
at the devil's party.
And we are back at the devil's party. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up, 844-967-2789.
I see drunk people.
Some great shirts around town, man.
A new friend, Jeff, from the credit union here in town, one of Dana's friends, he came by wearing the I See Drunk People t-shirt.
Oktoberfest 2023.
He says he breaks it out once a year. Dom, every time we come to town, we break out an old friend of ours. He seemingly is in the right place at the right time to join the party. He is our pal, John Larson. Call him Lar. Lar, last time we were here, you had ice cream out by the President of the United States.
It's incredible, the guys that you are able to hook into, you know. So, yeah, walked right around the corner from Shooters there, and boom, there's the President with a lot of armed people.
Yeah, lots of Secret Service.
Yeah, yes, a lot of Secret Service.
Didn't stop you from having a conversation with the governor of the state of Wisconsin?
No, we shared a little mint chocolate chip. It was good. It was good.
You
and
the people
shared ice cream?
No, hell no, Trudy. I couldn't get within friggin' 50 feet of there.
Oh, well, I was going to say, Joe had strawberry and chocolate chip cookie dough, is my understanding. I don't know if Evers got any. He was in the back of the thing, had a run.
I think he stole some little kid's ice cream, if I remember right, but I don't know.
Hey, kid, give me that ice cream. John Larson, it is so great seeing you, brother. We went to college in this fair town, and you are famous for one unique reason, at least.
Well, I don't know if it's famous, but yeah, I was able to get back on the football field after a year and a half off when they had some injuries and stuff, and help the team with some kicking. So, if I recall,
John, I was a young Cubs sports reporter at the time, and I remember Chris Schumacher, an All-American. He was playing safety. He was a kicker. He was a punter. And he got hurt. He blew out his ACL. And suddenly we're in the desperate straits here. UW La Crosse had, national championship-level teams damn near every year.
Yeah, for sure.
And we needed a kicker, and the call went out across campus.
Well, no, it was –
And a year and a half out of the sport, I would have guessed 20 years out looking at
Yeah, it was cool, man. I had Coach Herring in a football coaching theory class. And I said, hey, man, I heard you got some injuries. And he's like, yeah, do you think you still have any eligibility left? And I said, I think I've got 1 year. He goes, go down to the athletic director right now, see what's up. So, yeah, the next day I was on the practice field.
Why didn't you have, 5 years left? Where did you expend your eligibility?
Well, I was on the team on and off a little bit, again, struggling, being a kid. Going from the big pond or the little pond to the big pond and just got disappointed with not being the guy, kind of had some fun partying too, I think I was kind of partying a little bit.
I think you knew some guys.
And so we, just things kind of changed, but the opportunity arose. It was kind of cool to get back out there and be with the guys, and they accepted me in, and that was cool. So, yeah.
Well, John, you had to earn that role, man. You had to go through tryouts, and I was there reporting on it. I remember shooting video. John, you were booting a lot of field goals.
Well, they wanted to make sure I wasn't just this, you know, fat bald guy standing there, you know, that said he could still do it, Crute. You know, I
had to get actually done. Had to show up and do
it. Done.
Yeah, John, here's the amazing thing. You look just the same today, maybe minus a few gray beards, as you did when you kicked on a university field so many, what, like 25, 28, 29
30 years ago, man.
I think it's, you know, the beer and the booze, maybe the, like, you know, like, I don't know,
they have,
you know,
properly pickled you to
yes,
a perfection.
Yes.
So John, what was the longest field goal you kicked that year, because you became the kicker?
I'm not sure what
for
the
division three powerhouse.
I'm not sure what the longest was, but I know my first kick was against Whitewater, and which is, you know, our huge rival, and I was just praying we scored first. I didn't want to have to kick a field goal to start. And, of course, we stalled out, and I had to kick a field goal, and I made it. And that was big. And then
you remember every field goal?
No, not every one.
You remember every miss?
I do remember the playoff game against St. John's, and I kicked off, and the kid broke one down the far sideline. And he did, like, about 18 jimmies, you know, and I didn't fall for one of them, I think, because I'm that unathletic. But I'm not small. I mean, I'm, you know, 6 foot.
You're a strapping,
you know,
lad.
Yeah, you know, so, and I just got lucky, stuck my helmet in there, boom, hit him, ball flies out, fumble, we get it.
Nice.
And that was my shining moment of college football here. But now getting
the kicker forces a fumble.
Yeah.
Is your shining moment. Wait,
in,
come
in
on,
the,
man.
In the playoff game, yeah. That was
now,
cool.
John,
cool.
Were you on the championship team?
So, academically ineligible.
Oh.
Yep. So, all you kids out there, go to your classes, get stuff done. I learned from my mistakes, you
certainly.
Know.
That year, so you made it all the way through, and then you couldn't play in the championship
game? No, I couldn't play that year because I didn't take enough credits. I couldn't get up at 7:45 for my class that I wasn't interested in at all. I kind of blame it all on Dominic Salvia.
As do I. Dominic!
But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, but now, the beautiful thing, we only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
You've come full circle. You are now coaching at UW-Lacrosse for kickers?
Yeah.
I
coach the kickers, punters, long snappers. I've been doing it this is my eighth season.
Wow.
Feel really fortunate. A great group of guys, great kids, great coaching staff, and you know, to be able to, like you said, come full circle with that. And I think, you know, Crute, you said I look young. That might be why. You know, being around these
college
kids.
No, I didn't say you look young. I said you look like an old man then.
Oh, God.
You said you look the same.
I was looking good, bro.
You do look good. You look like you did in college, brother.
But now, I understand lacrosse is doing pretty well. Here are your Division III national ranked local teams. Whitewater, the aforementioned, number 4 in the nation. River Falls, number 6. Oshkosh, number 20. Lacrosse, number 13. And you got a big game tomorrow against Stout Coach and Whitewater next week.
No Ooh. Doubt.
We are
entering the gauntlet. This is week one of the WIAC stuff. And, you know, I say the football season's just getting started. Yeah, we've played some great non-conference competition to get us ready. But, yeah, the WIAC is it's going to be an ass kicker.
It starts tomorrow. What time is the game?
2:00 at UWL. So, you know,
you're going to have some tickets for a couple of old friends.
Absolutely, boys.
We're not going to show up.
I know. But I do have them if you want to come.
All right.
I know you're not showing up. But it should be exciting after the parade. You know, get everybody up there. It was an awesome electric environment a couple weeks ago against Hardin-Simmons. So, yeah, it should be awesome.
Well, Lar, when you make it to the national championship game, then you got to have a couple of tickets for us. We'll be at that game.
Hey,
and if it all comes down to a field goal, Lar, we're going to either carry off or we're going to blame you for the failures. John Larson, never a failure, always a friend.
Yeah,
thanks for coming down to Buzzard Billy's.
Love you guys.
Stick
man.
Around
love
and party, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to game till 2 p.m. tomorrow. You're fine.
We'll get you home by noon.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for listening. We're going to have a good time partying here in the third CD in lacrosse in God's country. Thank you to our fine guests. They included Brad Path and William Garcia. Thank you all for listening. Now stick around. Maggie Dawn, then Pizza Box Mike. Outside the Pizza Box, high school football all across the state kicking off. Go Eagles! Our yeah, alma
baby.
Mater.
Yeah, baby.
You did graduate, right, John?
Hell yeah.
If I...
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.